Good morning and welcome to a beautiful, exciting morning. Emirtz Hashem, a morning in the time of Geula, where the morning with the U of Avelis will be transformed into Boker Oir, into morning of light of Oir, the Oir HaGeula. The Baal Shem Tov teaches us that every single Yid, every Jew is like a Ben Yachid, a one and only son of Hashem that has been born to elderly parents, Le'ez Zeknusim, in their old age. The love that Hashem has to every single Yid is like the love to a Ben Yachid, to a one and only child. And even more than that. And the love that we have to Hashem is the same way, like a one and only child loves his parents. Hashem gives us like a parent who spoils his child with everything, because that's the only child they have after so many years of waiting. And we, in return, love Hashem so much and give him everything that we have. It's an unlimited love. And the Rebbe once asked the question and said, what does it mean in the mashal, elderly parents? There's no zikne kama kodesh baruch hu, there's no age by Hashem. And the explanation is that this comes from a level of zaken, which zaken in Kabbalah and in Tanakh already refers to, Hashem is referred to as atik yoimin, the sage, the old individual. Atik is the highest level of keser, the pnimius atik, where the essence of Hashem is. The connection between Yid and Hashem goes all the way back to the very, very essence of Hashem, higher than anything else. Not only Yisrael kadmu la'olam, Yidin come before the world. This is a place where nothing else exists there, only Yidin and Hashem. On lower levels, there's the concept of tzimtzum, of creation, of world, and we're here in this world to elevate the world and to refine the world and transform the world into a dwelling place for Hashem. But in the very essence of Hashem, Machshavtan shel Yisrael kadmu chaldover, the thought about Eden comes before anything else, and not only Kodma comes before anything else, but there is nothing else. Yisrael or Malka b'chadoi, there's only Hashem and the King himself quarantined together in a state of Ne'ilah. The idea of Ne'ilah, Yom Kippur, is not that we are, it's our last chance and the doors are closing on us. The doors are closing with us. We stay inside and we're locked up with Hashem himself, just like the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Yisrael, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kulo Chad, not even Echad, and not even Yachid, Chad. Chad also means sharp, like Chudesh Shel Machad, like the edge of a needle, with the sharpness that is just us and Hashem, and we don't even have to specify that there's nothing else there also. And that's the situation and the state of every single leader, every moment. And like a famous Mashbir that Mendel once said, we talk about the Kohen Gadol, Yom Kippur, Kodesh HaKadoshim, the holiest Jew, the holiest time, the holiest place. You are the Kohen Gadol. Today's Yom Kippur, and where you are is the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Every Yid and every moment, Olam Shana Nefesh, at every moment and every place and every time is with Hashem himself in that state of Yechidus. And the translation of the word Yechidus is connecting our Yechidah, the very essence of our soul, with the Yachid Lamaila. The Medrash says there are five names to the Neshama. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chai, Yechidah. The highest level is the level of Yechidah, and it is called Yechidah because it unites with Hashem himself, with the level of Hashem, not the way he's Hashem Echad, but with the Yachid Shalamaila, with the level of Yachid, where he's singular and there's nothing else. Echad can mean one, and there's also a second thing. We live in a world which conceals the godliness of Hashem, and we refer to Hashem as Echad. Echad also referring to Aleph, the one Hashem, Ches, the seven heavens and the earth. Ches is eight, and Dalet, four, the four corners of the world. But in essence, the real Hashem is even higher. There's a level of Yachid, and that's how we connect with Hashem. The Gemara tells us there are 613 mitzvahs, and Chavakuk came and took all the mitzvahs, hamidon al achas, and made out of it, he based them on one mitzvah, shenemer v'tzadik b'munasa yichi, a tzadik lives just with the concept of amunah. That's itself to keep him going. Tosfos tells us this. In Menachos, Tosfos tells us that the meaning of the word achas is yechida, is singular. Achas sha'alti, it is only one thing, yechida. It comes from the level of yechida of our soul. Hemidon al achas, Chavakuk went and tied everything down and stripped everything to the very, very essence, to the bare essence, to the yechida in our soul. As the Gemara tells us also that in Aseret Yemei Teshuva, we have a special power because Hashem is always accessible. Dirshu Hashem be imatzei kru'u b'yosei kariv. Hashem is always accessible, although the pasuk says that Hashem is accessible b'chol kareinu eilu, whenever we turn to Hashem. And the Gemara explains that the difference between Aseret Yemei Teshuva is that Aseret Yemei Teshuva, Hashem is available not only when we daven with a minyan, but Hashem is available kan liyachid, kan letzibur, even when we are b'yechidus. And the Alter Rebbe once explained That kan liyachid means that aseret meshuv is the bechinas hayichida. We reveal our yichida stands in a full revealed way. We have the power to access this level of yichida, the very, very essence, liyachid, the achas of the soul. And that yichida we can access whenever we want. We can reach out to that yichida and connect with Hashem himself. So on that note, there's an amazing explanation. When we are davening biyichidus, we're trying to access our yechidah, or as the famous vert, that we're davening with tzibur, we're gathering, tzibur means to gather together all our 10 faculties of our soul and uniting them with the level of yechidah. There's an amazing explanation that the Alter Rebbe says in Tanya. It's a very worthwhile pedik of Tanya to learn, in Tanya pedik lamed gimel, where the Alter Rebbe explains the idea that Chavakuk made out of all mitzvahs one, the mitzvah of Amunah. And the Alter Rebbe goes through that when a person falls into the state of depression and he's bitter and sad, from whatever it may be, whether from spiritual situations, his spiritual state, whether from physical inyanim, the Alter Rebbe gives him a bunch of different exercises to reach simcha. And he says, true simcha, when you need to shine up your soul, illuminate your soul, but simcha slevav, think about the unity of Hashem. Yamik b'machshavtei, think deeply about this idea how Hashem is one. And you will understand and appreciate, indeed, a pedik is pedik lamed gimel, which is lamed gimel is gal, revealed, and gal as in gila. The Alter Rebbe says over there, if a person will really think about this idea that Hashem is all over, and he's in this world like he was before creation, only Hashem himself. When a person appreciates that, he will see, he'll have such a simcha b'chol lev and nefesh moed, ki yikivas alakim mamash, he's one with Hashem. The entire purpose that we are here, the entire purpose that everything was created is liyas leidirib tachtoim, that Hashem should have a dwelling place in this world. The true dwelling place is for a person, a hedya to shval anoshim, a lowly person, a simple person, and a melech basav adam, and a human king of a king of flesh and blood comes and stays in his house, he'll be have such a tremendous simcha, how much more so of melech, malchim, amlochim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the king of all kings. Mi huzeh she'adav libe legesh lai, no one would dare to come close to Hashem. And Hashem comes and stays in your house. We give a shevach to Hashem every day, and we say, Ashreinu matoiv chalkenu, mayof yirush asenu. We inherited something, we didn't even have to work for it. Imagine a person inherits such a large yirush, he gets everything, fields, vineyards, houses, real estate, cash, everything he wants. We didn't have to work, we got a yirush from the avos. They bequeath us the idea of yichud Hashem amiti, of true unity of Hashem. That is true, dira b'tachtoinim. Chavakuk came and said, as if there's only one mitzvah, if you have the mitzvah of emunah, if you're really happy and rejoice with the unity of Hashem, with ultimate simcha, you will come to do all, as if this is the only mitzvah, you will come to do all the mitzvahs, and it will let you overcome every obstacle that exists from within or from without to be able to do all mitzvahs. Be'emunah seyichi, you will live like Tchiyas HaMeisim, will revive you completely, it will create you a simcha, kfula mechupelas, an amazing simcha. Yismach Yisrael be'oisiv, every year has to be happy with the simcha of Hashem, the dira b'tachtoin, the dwelling place in this world, where Hashem is living with you down here in this world, in Choshech HaGolus, whether you're in Eretz Yisrael, or especially if you're in Chutz Laretz, and you're transforming the darkness of the world, you're taking this world be'oisiv, the entire world, be'oisiv is plural, the Rishus HaRabim, the area of plurality, the world which is not yet a Rishus HaYachad to Hashem, and you are there privately, just you and Hashem himself. That breaks every barrier. Yichya creates a tchiyas hameisim by you. Human beings love one child more than if they have many children. We don't understand why. Why would they lose? Why would love become any less when more children are added to it? The Friedrich Rebbe writes in the Maimer Ata Echad, Tchum is b'moir v'nashua, the borders and areas and sections within a person's heart. This is the teva, we don't understand why. But the real reason, the deeper reason, the pnimis reason is because the true, the gashmis, it doesn't make sense why a person would have less love if he has more children. But because the true concept of Ava comes from Hashem, and Hashem is Av Yachid, which loves his Ben Yachid, and everything comes from Hashem, it was nishtalshul, this came down to this world, that down here, begashmis, it becomes that way too, that we love more when it's one child, much more than if it would be many children. So everything that we have is from Hashem. This is a tremendous simcha, a tremendous koyach to give us for Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Eber Shalfan will be zochi to the Zman HaGeula. We will see the Yachid and our Yechidah all together as one. Bebias Mechshir Tzidkenu. Take it from Yad Mamre.